tell me about your friendship with Jim Morrison and the fact this struck me as just fascinating. You took a little trip with him, and you also took along your Super 8 millimeter camera.
I did.
Tell me about this. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was before Little House on the Prairie. I had a clothing store in Los Angeles called the Liquid Butterfly, and it was in a building across from Elektra Records. And in the building where my store was, there was a manager who managed Neil Young and Joni Mitchell and Jackson Brown and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And so there were a lot of rock and rollers in the building, a lot. And I came in one day, and there's this guy standing in my store looking out the window across the street to Elektra Records, and I didn't know who he was. He was kind of a little bit on the pudgy side. He had a full beard and long hair. I thought he was some kind of lumberjack or something. I had no idea that I was meeting Jim Morrison. You know, this was literally 6 months before he passed away in Paris. But anyway, he's in my store, and so we became friends. He used to like to hang out there because he was a very low-key guy, you know, even with all the, you know, stories about him and all. He was a really just a regular guy. And I think at the time he was having kind of a hard time. He was being hounded by paparazzi, and there was an ongoing trial that was going to happen in Florida, and I think he really was, you know, feeling kind of put upon, and mm-hmm. and we became friends. We used to walk down the street and have lunch, and he'd hang out in my store a lot. And one day he said, "I got to get out of town," and he said, "Do you want to go?" I said, "Sure." Now, mind you, I had never seen him in concert.
Oh.
I never saw Jim play. No, never. Of course, I saw pictures of him and pictures of the Doors and all, but I didn't even really get who he was.
Mm-hmm.
So he and I took off in his car, drove up the coast of California, stopping in various cafes and bars and shooting pool. And I had my Super 8 camera with me, and it was more of a toy than anything. So I did. I took some fun pictures of him at Hearst Castle eating an ice cream cone, and we had we stopped and saw friends of mine along the way who had no idea who he was,
mm-hmm.
and it was a great getaway. And I think because he trusted me, I didn't want anything from him. I wasn't looking for a romance. We just had a very good time, and it was barely 6 months after that he passed away.
Yeah,
I never saw him again.
How sad. Do you still have those pictures, or maybe are any?
Oh,
Are any in the book?
There's one picture of him in the book.
Good.
It's taken directly off the little Super 8 film. You know, Super 8 film was tiny. It's 8 millimeter.
Right. Right.
It's not very big, so we had a little bit of trouble blowing it up. But there is a picture of Jim at the Hearst Castle eating. It's either a hot dog or an ice cream cone. I can't remember which.